Professor Eileen Marty, the Doctor of Infectious Diseases and Professor at Florida International University. And Dr. Marty, I trust that the emergency with the mayor of Miami has passed. Everything okay down there?
Yes, it's he calls these emergency meetings when he wants to get medical opinions as to what can be done for the community regarding this particular outbreak, you know, the COVID pandemic. And actually things are going well, and it's a matter of how many restrictions we loosen up, and is it time yet to do so, or do we wait? Those sorts of things will be discussed also, not to mention all kinds of issues about sports.
Right. Well, you're the one to call. You're the one to ask about this. And the headline today about AstraZeneca and the COVID vaccine study pausing after an illness, does this surprise you? I mean, they're saying this is a common occurrence. Is that how you see it?
No, it's not a common occurrence. It's just a transverse myelitis, which is what we're talking about. What happened to the individual is that their spinal cord became full of inflammatory tissue, and that can lead to paralysis. It's a very serious condition. It's not a common condition, but we do see it with some viral infections, and the question is this horrible thing that happened to this individual something that is going to be an increased risk from that particular version of the vaccine? And that's why they halted everything.
Yeah, initially I heard that AstraZeneca wasn't revealing any information. They just called this a potentially unexplained illness. So this is the first I'm hearing about this. What was this vaccine in the lead? Was this the most promising one out there?
Well, the difference between the AstraZeneca vaccine and the other ones that are currently in the U.S. at phase three is that the AstraZeneca one uses a technology of basically a chimeric virus, which is a more standard way of making vaccines than, for example, the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, which are these very innovative messenger RNA vaccines. So because it was a more standard way of making vaccines, it was considered a more stable way of going, a more tried and true method. However, we make these chimeric vaccines for a lot of different diseases now. There's a dengue vaccine. It's a chimeric vaccine. It has some issues. There's the Ebola vaccine that proves so fantastic. That's a chimeric vaccine. And but the backbone that they use for these other vaccines are different than the ones that are being used in the AstraZeneca vaccine. So AstraZeneca is using a cold virus, a cold and flu virus called an adenovirus, whereas some of these other, chimerics, for example, the Ebola one uses a virus that humans don't get at all, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're getting a lot of questions about flu shots, when you should get a flu shot, how young is it okay for a person to get a flu shot if they're an infant. What can you tell us about flu shots that we need to know right now?
So there isn't one flu shot. There's actually a number of different flu vaccines that are available. For many years now, the Center for Disease Control has recommended that anyone who's 6 months old or older, so 6 months is the youngest, should be taking an annual flu shot. And so you have to understand that there's a lot of different influenza viruses. There's two different genera that are important, A and B, and within those, there's a lot of different subtypes. And every year, we look around what's going on in the world and seeing what's circulating in the opposite hemisphere. So we look at what happened in the southern hemisphere, and we look at that to decide exactly which strains we put into the vaccine of the year, right? Sometimes we guess right, and when we do, then the vaccine that's used that year is very effective because we guessed properly as to which virus, which particular influenza viruses were circulating. And that's one of the problems with the flu vaccines. There's a bit of educated guess going on as to what's in it. There are then vaccines that have three different strains in them. We call those trivalent vaccines, and some that have four different strains in it. And anyone with any kind of underlying condition, as long as they can take a flu vaccine, should definitely go for one with four, because that gives you one more protection, two A's and two B's. There are other considerations that we take deciding exactly which flu vaccine someone should have. For example, people who are elderly, let's say 65 or older, we either use an adjuvant in the vaccine, or we give a higher concentration of the vaccine strains, because the immune system as we age doesn't react as rapidly as you know, when you're younger, and so we have to do these sorts of tricks to try and make sure that the vaccine still works. There's a lot of considerations. There's now a recombinant vaccine that I'm a particular fan of, because it doesn't have eggs, so there's always that fear of egg allergy. Well, the recombinant vaccine is not made in eggs, and it's more stable. It doesn't change because it's not grown at all. It's manufactured in a different way.
And is now the time to get a flu shot?
Yep. Now is the minute it's available is a good time to get it, because once you have it, you have protection for the three or four strains of flu vaccine that we're expecting are going to be circulating this year. Now, all bets are off this year, Bob, because if people actually do the things that they need to do to halt the transmission of SARS-2 virus, at the same time they are doing the actions that help decrease the risk for influenza. And we saw that in the winter of the Southern Hemisphere this year, where they had fewer influenza cases because they were taking measures to reduce the SARS outbreak, the SARS-2 outbreak, the COVID-19 problem.
I realize we're giving you a lot of information here, you listening. So what we'll do later is post this conversation. If you go to WGNradio.com/Surratt, you can listen to Dr. Marty again. And by the way, before you go, I wanted to mention that Dr. Eileen Marty has been named a Distinguished University Professor, the highest rank available to full professors at Florida International University. It recognizes a faculty member's years of commitment, continued contributions, and distinction in the areas of research, creative activities, teaching, and service excellence. Way to go!
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate you coming back to us after your emergency meeting with the mayor of Miami there. I know you told him first, look, I can't talk to you. I'm talking to Surratt and WGN in Chicago. But he didn't buy that. I can understand why. Have a good day.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob. Take good care.